Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back to RiskFeesTaxes.com, Higher Ground Financial Group. This is Daniel Rasby. I'm Imran Rasby. We're father-son team. And we really talk about how to minimize your risk, fees, and taxes so you can have more of your money in retirement.
Yeah, those are the three biggest killers. So you can go to our website, RiskFeesTaxes.com, and schedule a free video call with us to find out more and talk to our tax attorneys to get a handle on how to minimize your taxes, especially in retirement. And we get a lot of questions lately with the new administration coming in like a bull in a china shop and breaking everything. Or if you're on their side, it's fixing everything. Or if you're on the other side, it's ruining everything. But everybody agrees they're definitely making a lot of changes. So how does that affect you and your retirement and your ability to retire, particularly if you're a government worker, a government employee, but just anyone else that's thinking about retiring or being close to retirement? How does that affect you?
There's a lot of industries affected by this too, because there's contractors, there's people that supply the contractors. All those things are affected. And you know, whether you like the Trump administration or not, doesn't really matter. It's what's happening and how it affects you. There's a lot of people that are, you know, that on both sides that are being affected. So the question is, what is safe and what is not? There, we've gotten a lot of questions. Is my TSP money safe? Is my pension safe? Is my security safe? So all those things. So it will tell you right now that those three things are actually safe. They cannot do anything, because a pension is a promise that is in writing, that's yours. And especially if you take it, then once it's done, then that's what it is. The going forward, they continue the pension. The TSP, it's your money. It's just being held by the government, and that it's not the government's money.
And for those of you who are listening who are not employees of the government, TSP is just the government's word for their 401k for their employees. So it's similar to a 401k. If you work for another company, if you work for the government, it's just called a TSP or thrift savings plan.
So we've had a lot of clients ask, well, can they take that away? I'm afraid they're going to take it away. No, they can't take it away. It's your money. They're just holding it as a custodian. And until you retire, leave, or whatever, it's your money. It doesn't change.
And so you have a lot of choices within the TSP to be more risky, you can lose money if it's in the market and it's in the TSP, or you can have it safe if it's in the G fund and it won't lose money. But you're not necessarily affected by changes in the administration, the executive branch, and the layoffs and in the budget cuts and things like that. That won't affect your 401k plan or your pension or your Social Security,
right,
especially if you're very close to taking Social Security. So there's a lot of talk about Social Security becoming insolvent, and we're going to run out of money in Social Security because they spent all the trust fund and they're relying on just new money coming in, which is not enough to fund the retirees. And all of that is valid criticisms of the Social Security program. And I would expect to see at some point some kind of change to Social Security, but don't misunderstand. Not change for those of you who are about to retire or already retired. It'll be changes I would expect for younger generations that have a lot more time to prepare, that'll say, oh, we'll raise the retirement age. Instead of 67, it'll be 70 or 72 or something eventually. Maybe if you're 30 years old, you're looking at a 70-year retirement instead of 68 or 67.
And they've talked about means testing. If you have more than a certain amount of IRAs, they may reduce the Social Security. So there's a lot of different things that they can do, but that'll be going forward. It won't affect people that are already in retirement or close to retirement.
Now, with all of that said, if the changes in the government, especially if you either work for the government or you are your business is reasonably related to working for the government, as in a contractor or somebody that gets a lot of government grants for the business, then you might be thinking, okay, well, I got to leave. I'm out of here. Either it's too difficult to work under the new circumstances, or you just don't have the funding anymore. Or you got laid off. So what do you do now? And we get a lot of questions from people saying, well, can I even retire? I never thought I would retire for another 5 or 10 years, but now I'm thinking I might have to. How does that work? How can I retire? Because my advisor says, you know, that I don't have nearly enough money saved, and my pension, I didn't work enough to get the full pension. I'm only getting a partial pension. So what am I going to do? So how do you start navigating that rest?
So in this time of uncertainty, it's really good to talk to somebody that specializes in retirement income. So most advisors, they're talking about investments and growth investments and putting grow your money, but they don't really have a handle on how to take money out with minimizing your risk fees and taxes to keep more of your money. So in fact, we just talked to a client, but
yeah, she was with one of the big advisor firms, whether, you know, something like a Morgan Stanley or Edward Jones or Merrill Lynch I'm not going to identify, but one of those type of large investment advisor firms. And her advisor told her, okay, you're ready to retire. You're retiring in a couple months. You need to find another advisor because I'm just focused on accumulation and growth for your money, but I'm not set up to give you the best distributions or income in retirement on your money. And I applaud that advisor because he recognized that his skill set is very good at accumulation. A lot of advisors really don't put that out there to their clients. They even though they are more accumulation focused, they kind of imply that they can handle all of it as well. We're very upfront about that. We don't do at Higher Ground. We don't focus on accumulation. We focus on distribution. We do a little bit of business planning advice for business owners as well, which is a different type of accumulation. But we don't do the general market accumulation that a lot of advisors do. We focus on distribution here.
Focus on risk, fees, and taxes.
Those are the three things, the three biggest killers that affect your distribution and your income in retirement. And so you can go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and schedule a meeting to talk to us about how to minimize those risks and maximize your income.
Now, most advisors are not going to be dishonest. This advisor was very honest with her and told her that you need to find somebody that can help you there. And the reason most advisors are not going to be dishonest is because they tend to, they're expected to lose that money that they're managing for a fee, and that means that they're taking a pay cut. So why would somebody just give up their pay voluntarily?
Especially if, and many advisors, it's not that they're being dishonest. They do believe that they have good tools to help people in retirement. It's just they're not focused on that. It's not their primary objective. And so sometimes having a distribution specialist can be much more advantageous. And many of our clients actually maintain their relationships with the accumulation advisor because they're going to leave some money in the market, but a lot of their money is going to be shifting around to produce income in retirement, and that's what they need to do. And a lot of people think, well, if I'm getting laid off or fired or, you know, my business is changing, I need to retire, but I don't think I can. Am I even able to? You know, I don't have enough money, because a lot of people believe, you know, you have to have $1 million or $2 million or $5 million or $10 million. Once you have this number, then you can safely retire. It's not really about the number.
No, it's about what is spendable. How much can you spend? So on average, most advisors will tell you can get to spend about 3-4% of your net assets. Even though you may be getting 7, 10, 12% rate of return on your market assets, they're only saying 3-4%. And why is that?
Well, because you don't know when the bad years will come. Those average returns on the market, they're really big long-term averages, but that includes bad years too. It includes the years where you lose 20%. Like in 2022, just a few years ago, we had a loss of almost 20% at the end of the year. That if that happens early on in retirement, it makes it really hard to maintain your spending and not run out of money. So that's why a lot of people recommend don't spend more than 3-4%.
So what if we could show you a way that instead of being stuck with 3-4%, you can get 7%, have the same likelihood of success as 3%.
And there's really two methods for doing that. And we talk about this on the show pretty often. You can either use a volatility buffer strategy, or you can use a paychecks and playchecks, a pension strategy. And paychecks and playchecks is invented, the term was invented by Tom Hegna, but the idea has been around for a long time. So with a volatility buffer, you have a large portion of your money that's not in the market, and you draw out of that bucket when the market is down, and you draw out of the market when the market is up. And because of that, you can sustain a much higher income. Some analysts predict, you know, 6-7% you can sustain without running out of money because you're not drawing from the market in bad years.
And so that really comes down to the point. If your advisor is saying you don't have enough money to retire, you need to talk to us. Go to riskfeestaxes.com, make an appointment. Most times we can give you twice as much income as your current advisor is suggesting that you can take, and we can prove that mathematically. So instead of just taking our word for it, we will actually show you mathematically and how that is possible.
And as a lawyer here, I got to give the disclaimer. This is not advice specifically for you. I can't promise that everybody here can get exactly twice the income or whatever, but
right.
We do see that pretty often that people can have, our clients have significantly more income, if not twice as much income when they retired as they thought they were going to be able to have. And the other area where you can get those certainties and guarantees is with a pension strategy. So if you have your money linked to a private pension, then you can get a specific and guaranteed amount every month or every year for the rest of your life, no matter how long you live. And often if you're of close to retirement age, many of those plans are paying 6%, 7%, 8% of your deposit every year. Now there's downsides to that. The downside to that is when you pass away, whatever you've allocated to the pension is not going to your beneficiaries.
I mean, just like if you buy a car, you buy a car for $50,000, that $50,000 is gone, now you have a car. So same thing with a pension. If you buy a pension, that money is gone, but now you have a pension as long as you live. And that risk is now for the insurance company that they're going to guarantee that income no matter how long you live.
But, you know, even with that downside, you know, it doesn't mean you have to put all your money in that, but you put enough to guarantee the amount of income you need. And then the rest of your money is fund money for vacations, and it's left for inheritance if you have a desire to leave money to the kids. So those strategies, both of those strategies, the volatility buffer and the pension or paychecks and playchecks strategy, both of those allow you to retire sooner than you thought possible with much more income. Most of our clients, when they come to us, they find that they can retire 3 to 5 years at least sooner than what they thought was possible, with at least 50 to 100% more income than they thought was possible, while saving hundreds of thousands of dollars in fees and millions of dollars in taxes because they're using the plans designed by our tax attorneys to minimize taxes over the long term. That's what you get. So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and we'll be able to help you.
The appointment's free. You don't have to pay anything. We'll answer your questions. And really, wouldn't you want to know? You know, that's what it comes down to. In this time of uncertainty, with all these things that are happening, changes in your job being threatened, you don't know where to turn to, what is real and what's not real, what's going to happen. Well, talk to us. We can break it down for you, help you understand how you're going to be affected and what we can do to help you mitigate the challenges and problems that are happening right now. And again, it doesn't really matter whether you like them or don't like them. It may affect your job. It may affect your retirement. It may affect your income. And that's where we come in. And we're not going to go one way or the other. We're just going to take a look at the circumstances and show you what is the best option for you based on what you have and give you some reassurances that some of these things that people are talking about and trying to build fear, you don't have to worry about that. Your TSP is not going anywhere. It is strictly your money. It is illegal. And no matter what you think, well, he can do illegal stuff. No, he can't. He can't take your money. It's a custodian account. And all they do is they hold the money. That's it. So it is your money. Don't be fearful of that. We want to eliminate some of the fear and give you some real answers.
But even if government employees can't take your money, the market can certainly take it.
Absolutely.
So if it's in the stock market, then you do have risk of loss, and you want to make sure you have protections so that you can retire whenever you want to. So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com. We look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated, pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.